Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, July 30th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of government and politics news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Tech Media Breaks, SafePro Group Inc., SPAI, selected for U.S. Army Futures Command Warfighting Experiment. SafePro Group Inc., a leader in artificial intelligence-powered defense and security solutions, has been selected to participate in the U.S. Army Futures Command's Concept-Focused Warfighting Experiment Maneuver 2026. The event, taking place in March and April 2026 at Fort Benning, Georgia, will showcase SafePro's patented Spotlight AITM drone-based imagery analysis platform. This platform can detect and identify over 150 types of landmines and unexploded ordnance in just fractions of a second per image. CEO Dan Erdberg emphasized that this selection highlights SafePro's ability to provide rapid, actionable battlefield intelligence as drone warfare evolves. SafePro Group Inc. is a mission-driven technology company delivering AI-enabled security and defense solutions, specializing in drone imagery processing for various sectors globally. Chile hopes any trade deal agreed with the U.S. will include copper. As representatives of the Chilean government proceed with trade deal discussions with U.S. officials, they expect talks to include the newly imposed 50% tariffs on copper imports into the U.S. Chile, the largest exporter of copper to America, will be closely monitoring how the copper market is affected, exploration companies like Aston Bay Holdings Ltd., TSQ, ATBHF will be keeping a close eye on the reorganization of the copper market in light of these tariffs.
State roundup: families split by ICE spark anxiety, stress in children. Maryland Congress members denied access to ICE facility. State Republicans oppose Gov Moore's efforts to hire federal workers during hiring freeze. Immigrant families in Maryland and across the U.S. are facing constant anxiety and stress due to sudden separations under the Trump administration. Meanwhile, Maryland Congress members were denied access to a federal immigration field office used for deportation cases. State Republicans are opposing Governor Moore's efforts to hire federal workers during a hiring freeze. Political scientists believe the rise of Democratic Socialist candidates reflects changing attitudes. A study shows Baltimore's incinerators are causing $100 million in health damages. Baltimore County won't meet its renewable energy deadline. Baltimore County Executive Kathy Klausmeier responds to criticism over appointing Khadijah Walker as the new inspector general. Morton Mintz, a muckraking Post business reporter, passed away at the age of 103. Automotive Defense Specialists announces new content about the value of specialized legal help for smog technicians and shops in California. Automotive Defense Specialists, a California-based law firm, has announced new content aimed at helping smog technicians and shops in California. Lead attorney William Ferreira stated that their lawyers are ready to defend smog technicians and protect auto shop owners' valued employees. Smog tech lawyers can provide support in fighting invalidations, star license revocations, and threats to smog tech licenses. Automotive defense specialists support the smog testing community in Southern and Northern California, negotiating settlements with the Bureau of Automotive Repair. Results can vary, but the legal team aims to help lower bar citation fines or eliminate specific accusations based on evidence. For more information, visit their website at automotivedefense.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.